Bodybuilding explained freaky fast. Switch to a trail mix diet and build up your endurance to handle a 1 hour non-stop 1980s aerobic exercise with 2 pound dumbbells in each hand. Once you barely need to stop, increase the weight of your dumbbells by 2 or 3 pounds. And when your body can handle that, increase the weight again and keep increasing it until you reach the size you need. That is the complete explanation of the fastest bodybuilding technique that will begin transforming your body weekly. You will begin reshaping your body type and growing muscles at a rapid rate, becoming an imposing bodybuilder by the time you reach 20 pounds per hand. This may be where accusations of cheating occur. Some people may not want to dance with dumbbells at the gym, so they do it on their own, away from everyone else, and then return huge in 16 months, getting accused of cheating, and perhaps contributing to others going into actual cheating. But it is just high-volume, long-duration exercise with progressively heavier dumbbells. Your diet should be just trail mix with protein powder, though count your calories, and then electrolyte drink mix to avoid muscle trouble. For those of you looking for shortcuts, I want you to understand that pushing your body artificially is pretty dumb. For one, you will not be able to teach anybody anything of any value. You will get hurt. You may even end up in a wheelchair or with torn muscles and tendons. You need a full body exercise to develop your full body for all the challenges of lifting. Tricks combined with muscle isolation will get you hurt. You will be able to lift a weight above your head, for sure, but your back or legs will not handle it. You really can't cheat at bodybuilding, not without getting seriously hurt. Organizers at Western States 100 Endurance Race illustrate this problem the best.
If you are not here on your own feet, you will die. You will not return home. Go back. You are not ready.
The way this plays out in bodybuilding is the doctor running some tests and letting you know that if you don't stop cheating, you will die soon. And then your body will wither and you become an old person because you never did it right and have no clue how to do bodybuilding. And if you do it right, with trail mix, endurance, and high volume and duration exercise, your doctor will call you young while you are in your middle age. And by golly, you will look it. You will age at third the speed of everyone else. There are so many benefits to doing it right that it is dumb to do it any other way. In the end, the only person you cheat is yourself, and if that wasn't dumb enough, you cheat yourself out of decades of your life. Now, with the dumb stuff out of the way, please understand that you must always work out for an hour, two, or three, and that you may not stop and rest during your exercise for more than a minute. You can drink water, switch music, or search for a song, flex your knees, or crouch to rest a little bit. But there is no standing around. There is no sitting at all. You have to keep lifting. But please do not worry. Because you are gradually building up your endurance and strength, You are never going to be in much pain past the initial couple of weeks where you really aren't lifting much. Because you should not lift the weights that you can't lift for an hour, you will absolutely never get hurt. You will never be in danger. By the time you are lifting 10 pounds for a full hour, your shoulders, and especially your back, will be more than able to handle it. No problems at all. Don't worry about boredom either. Since you are always twisting and turning with dumbbells, you don't really need to stop to switch from biceps to shoulders. Not needing to go through some machine switching routine means that you don't get distracted. That means you can employ a dance trance technique. Simply focus on hitting every beat of your songs. Be careful. You must not work out to songs faster than you can handle, as they will stop you and kick you out of the trance. The songs have to be sufficiently slow. You need songs that you can handle, and as you get better, do get faster songs. But as you lift heavier, 8 pounds or more, you will need to slow down again. Heavier weights need more time and power to stop. You will not be able to hit every beat to fast songs with heavy weights. Now, there is something important that you should never forget. When you move fast with 5 or 8 pound weights, you burn fat. But as you go beyond 8 pounds and continue challenging yourself at the edge, so that you are forced to stop for a few seconds every couple of minutes, largely just due to having your circulation cut off from lifting heavy, you will build muscle. This may be the birthplace of the sets reps and anaerobic lift heavy myth. Lifting heavy will get you hurt, and resting during your exercise will get you nowhere. There is a phenomenon in this area that you should be aware of, as it may mislead you, make you think that lifting heavy could work if you try hard enough. So listen up. Any exercise from delivering mail to lifting heavy for 30 seconds will initially make a huge difference. Big muscle, big gains. But because you never increased the weight of your mailbag, and because you can't go from lifting heavy for an actual significant number of times to lifting even heavier, again, for a lot longer than 3 sets of 10, you will absolutely get into a plateau. Your weights are just going to be too heavy to do anything with. You can't lift them longer. You can't add more weights. You can't speed up your songs. You're completely blocked. See, when you lift light, you can increase the speed of your workout. You can increase weight by just 2 pounds. It's not a problem. And you can extend the duration of your workout without any problem at all. So in the first mailbag example, you never add weight. And in the second, you can't add weight. Not without injury or being shut down. And so quickly that this is not at all worth trying. Furthermore, our bodies can multiply their endurance. After a while, somewhere in the 7.5 or 8 pound area, you can double your workout duration to 2 hours without much trouble. But use your body wisdom and don't extend your workout so far that you will suffer significant relative energy deficiency, or REDS. Rather than extending your workout to more than 3 hours, adjust your dumbbell weight. Up for bigger muscle, down for burning more fat. And remember to ensure that your songs are neither too fast nor too slow, so that you can stay in the dance trance and make a difference. If you need further evidence that this leads to large gains, go jogging with 3 or 5 pound dumbbells in your hand. Jog daily, eat your protein and trail mix. Don't complain like an old person that this will make you tired and feel bad. Just keep on trucking. And you will discover how your shoulders are transforming because of this high volume, extended duration, endurance-based exercise. The major difference between jogging with dumbbells and dancing with dumbbells at the gym is that while dancing, you're able to lift dumbbells in front of you and above your head. And when you're jogging, it's really difficult to do anything else than just hanging on to them. And just to mention it at the end, if you don't lift dumbbells with your palms pointed downwards right in front of you for a chest exercise, then chances are you're not gonna have much of a chest from working out with dumbbells in the way I describe. So, as you need rest past the third hour, consider beginning your resting with bench pressing. You're just laying down. It's not that big of a challenge, but you will be working on your chest muscles and accounting for what you can't do easily with dumbbells.